The Curra, Ireland's bedrock of champions. The spotlight will be turned on the best racing that Ireland has to offer when the Longines Irish Champions Weekend takes place on September 14th and 15th at the country's two major racecourses, the Curra and Leopardstown. The Curra has recently undergone a much publicised €80 million redevelopment, but it is much more than just a racecourse. Set in Ireland's thoroughbred heartland of Kildare, it is home to the country's largest training centre and more than 800 racehorses. This too has received significant investment and improvement over the last few years, thanks to the support of Eva Maria Bucher-Heffner of Moyglestad. The owner breeder's largesse in enhancing the natural facilities on offer across the ancient plain goes way beyond helping just those stables where her own horses are trained. It has also provided a major boost to more than 50 trainers on the Curra itself, as well as those who bring their horses to use the gallops from farther afield. Tracy Collins has succeeded her father and grandfather at Conyngham Lodge, a stable with history spanning more than 150 years. Her love of the place is almost palpable.
I suppose I'm a little bit biased. It's possibly the best training ground in the world. It's a phenomenal facility. Over 2,000 acres of beautifully maintained gallops, and it's just a wonderful place to live and work.
Tracy Collins is situated on the Maddenstown area of the Curra, while her colleague John Ox, another with long-standing family ties to the place, is on the other side of the training grounds at Currabeg Stables on Little Curra.
Years ago, when I was a youngster, when my father was training, we didn't have all-weather gallops. We didn't have artificial surfaces. Horses worked on grass as much as they could. So what they had years ago, we still have. But the facility is greatly enhanced now by, you know, artificial surfaces, all-weather surfaces, which enables a trainer to go out and do whatever he wants just about every day in the year. What trainers today on the Curra have are all sorts of options. They can work on grass, they can work on a peat moss gallop, they can work on a very good wood chip gallop, the Old Vic gallop, which is a particularly well looked after and well structured track. And then we have the sand and fibre tracks then that are a bit slower, but they can be prepared to whatever way you like. So we have what we need, you know. There are not too many other alternatives that you'd wish to have.
Owned by the Irish government, and with the Curra Camp Army base occupying a significant portion of the grassland, which is just shy of 5,000 acres in total, the Curra nevertheless retains a bucolic feel, despite its proximity to the M7 motorway, which joins Naas and Limerick. A further peculiarity of this expanse of land is that sheep have grazing rights over much of the area, making for an extraordinary blend of four-legged creatures in action across the turf every day. Some carefully bred and selected for speed, others not so. John Ox's neighbour on the Curra is the Gaelic football player turned trainer, Willie McCreary.
The Curra was an open plain, sort of done, you know, humans have done nothing to destroy the Curra in the last 100 years, and horses won't either, and that's why we have to keep it such an amenity. And you come back here in the afternoon and there's lots of people walking dogs, there's families out playing. You know, it's a great amenity for everyone. And we just are lucky, you know, we get to use it in the mornings. And like, horses love open spaces. You know, they get to go out the Curra, they can see 360, they can see all around them. The only thing that's going to attack them are sheep. And I've never heard of a sheep attacking a horse yet, you know.
Pat Smullen won 9 championships in the saddle, but his association with the Curra began way before his days as one of Ireland's top jockeys. For more than 20 years, he has been an almost daily fixture at Dermot Weld's Rosewell House, the largest stable in the training area.
The buzz that I always got was trying to find a really good horse, and so that has never left me, and we continue to do that on a daily basis.
As the rider of the Aga Khan's 2016 Derby winner Harzand, among a host of decent horses from the Weld stable, Pat Smullen knows more than most about doing just that. And it is one of his former equine partners, Moyglestad's Prince of Wales Estates winner Free Eagle, whose name has been used to mark Eva Bucher-Heffner's contribution to the improvements of the Curra's training grounds. It is the title of the new all-weather gallop, which runs alongside the well-used Old Vic gallop.
There's such a variety of gallops, I think, which is a huge advantage to training horses here. You know, the Old Vic and now the Free Eagle, you know, just the incline that's on both gallops, it's not too severe, but just a gradual pull for 9 furlongs, which makes horses work, and obviously can get work in without having to overexert horses, and that limits the risk of injuries.
Across the 1,500 acres specifically designated for the training grounds, the all-weather surfaces have doubtless been an invaluable addition in recent years. but the 70 miles of grass gallops and 12 miles of peak gallops are still regarded by many to be the Curragh's crown jewels.
Then we've got some of the best grass gallops that I've ever ridden on, and in Walsh's Hill, which we can go back nearly cover a mile and a half of grass gallops. The amount of good horses that, thankfully, I was lucky enough to ride up there, but other horses that have been trained on that to go on and win such races as Epsom Derbies and Arcs and Melbourne Cups. So, you know, it's steeped in history, this training grounds. And now, that, as I said, with this new development and all the refurbishment of all the gallops that are here now, we have a world-class facility.
World-class racing is what will be on show during Longines Irish Champions weekend, and come Sunday, those in the grandstand at the Curragh won't have to look too far beyond the racecourse to see where a significant number of champions have been made every morning for hundreds of years. Long may that continue.